Here we go. Episode 43 coming in good.
Good.
Feeling good. So I'll tell you this, since I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we talked last week about how I've recently embarked on this journey of slipping into something a little more comfortable.
Oh, man, I hadn't thought about that in a while.
You completely forgot about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I do now. If you're new to the podcast, I'm 38 years old, and for the first time in my life at the age of 38, I just recently started taking off my jeans and putting on comfy pants. It's very new to me.
Never going back, though,
Never going back. I love it. I tell you what, the only downside about it, which I did not foresee, I spend literally all day anticipating that point where I get to slip on some comfy pants. I think about it all day. It's all I think about. It's like, why am I doing this in these pants? I think that often. Like, I'm in the house. I'm like, I'm doing something. I'm like, why am I in these pants? Oh, yeah, still daytime. Okay, still got a lot of stuff to do. Still got a whole day of things to do. All right. So here's something that I did recently. And this is like, this escalated quickly.
Okay.
So the other day, I was in my comfy pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that we needed something from the grocery store.
You went in your comfy pants.
I did. I did.
Yeah.
You know, our car has a seat warmer.
Yeah.
Which in comfy pants is pretty much direct heat.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't know that.
No.
I all this time, like, the heat was like, my pants are basically, what's the opposite of a conductor?
Insulator.
They're insulators.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. direct heat.
Yeah.
With those any comfy pants.
Yeah.
I tested it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was outside shopping in pajama pants. I did it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you did it again. Is that what happened?
Well, the second time it was in jogger sweatpants, which I wear to the gym as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also worn them to the gym and went from the gym to the grocery store.
Yeah.
But I've never, it was like my little secret out there. Like, I was wearing them as my pants.
Your little secret.
Yeah, it was, that felt good. Yeah. That was enriching. That gave me confidence.
Yeah.
You know, imagine how much confidence, like all that time I spent making fun of the girls that go to like Wawa in pajamas, pajama pants and stuff. I'm out there making fun of, like, the more I make fun of them, the more confidence I'm giving them.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was such a source of confidence. I'm like living on top of the world on the mountain. I'm like, yeah, these are my pants. What? I feel good. Yeah. I mean, your store, way more comfortable than you. How about that? How about I start giving the orders around here?
Yeah. You know, one thing about your comfy pants, too, yours have pockets. A lot of my comfy pants don't have pockets, and that's a downside.
Yeah, it's so convenient. On my joggers, I have a back pocket, too.
Mm.
Put my wallet in there like a respectable adult. Wallet in my back comfy pant pocket. Yeah, I'm out there. Yeah. I'm out there. I'm not going back, man. And it sucks because, like, I hate when things happen at times where they get associated with things you don't want them associated with. Right? Yeah. So here's what I mean by that. I'm 38. I just started wearing comfy pants. I'm out there in pajama pants in stores, not during store hours, by the way.
It was late. Does that make it better?
It makes it a lot better because it was like close to closing.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people were there. People were also, it's like it closes at midnight and I'm there like 11:30. It's like, it's bedtime. People get why I'm in these pants.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with you.
But wait, what was I saying a second ago? I got sidetracked with like, because I felt like the judgment was strong once I mentioned that. But yeah, what was I saying? What was my point that I was making before? Come on, people are listening.
I don't know.
We were talking about, I was talking about my comfy pants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's what I mean by having them associated with things.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want them associated. Yeah. Right? So that was all memory, by the way. And maybe it negates what I'm about to say, but I feel like it can be associated with the fact that I'm getting old. Right, I'm 38. I just started doing it. It's like, of course you're wearing comfy pants. You're 38. You don't want to be walking around. You're almost 40. Who wears pants in their home when they're 40? You know, and it's like, no, it's not. I mean, yes, I am getting old, but it's not a, that's not it. Or maybe, I don't even know maybe if it is.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. Maybe I'm just too old for this shit.
Like to live life in your comfy pants.
Yeah, it's very like a Lethal Weapon. I'm too old for this shit. Like I'm sitting at home eating soup and jeans, and I'm like, I'm too old for this shit.
I went out in my gi for the first time somewhere. I went to the library to return something.
Like, yeah?
Yeah.
All the way to the library, huh?
Mm-hmm. Had to walk it inside, drop it off.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that?
It was I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I liked the looks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did the looks, what kind of looks did you get?
Well, right now with like Me Too and everything, like.
Oh boy, where is this going? What kind of looks did you get?
No, like women are supportive of other women. It's like, you go girl. Like,
yeah?
Yeah.
Those are the looks you're getting?
I think so.
Yeah? You're getting a lot of yasses?
Yeah, I feel it on the inside.
It's interesting because women used to be very anti each other. Mm-hmm. But we talked about it on this podcast. Like, we had a whole episode about the infighting between women, pretty much. Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much all we talked about one episode. And now you're specifically saying that is not the case.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, you keep backing away from this mic more and more. You got to be on the mic. You got to be. Okay. All right. So, What about guys? You feel like guys are giving you supportive looks? Stop looking at my woman.
I didn't see any on my trip to the library.
Yeah.
And then really the only other people I see are like neighbors. And yeah, I mean, I don't feel, yeah. It's all like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I feel good about it. I feel we were living a box lifestyle the other day. We were at a sporting event. We went to a Sixers game.
Mm-hmm.
The whole family sitting in a box. Let's take a second to just brag about our good luck.
Yeah.
We're just lucky people.
Yeah.
You know? And if we're not bragging about it, we're appreciating it. Because you don't want to try to act like it's not happening.
Yeah, no, you know? No. Like, we say thanks for it.
Hell yeah. We're so fortunate. Yeah. So ever since Anthony and I met, well, I was lucky. I always considered myself lucky before.
You got free donuts and stuff.
Yeah.
Like free food.
Something, it ramped up when we got together.
Yeah.
Like my luck ramped up.
Yeah.
It was at a whole other level.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you how lucky I was before Ansley and I met. So freshman year of college, we had casino night. Remember casino night?
Mm-hmm.
It's in like the first couple weeks of college. They give you tokens, and you go into a room, and you kind of just, like, gamble, and you win raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You can win enough tokens to win raffle tickets, and there are raffles at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my whole entire plan. They let us know what the prizes were. One of the prizes was a sweet-ass 12-inch TV VCR combination, or maybe it was, like, a 16-inch, but it was small, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, like, the VCR was attached to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to win that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna win, my whole entire plan. I'm going to win that. I'm going to give it to a hot chick. That was, I swear to God.
Oh, jeez.
Swear to God. That was my whole entire plan. And so I got one raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That was my whole entire. Because if my plan is going to work, I have to get one raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's what the luck is. So I believed in it. I made up a superstition and then believed in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Got one raffle ticket. Won the TV VCR. I mean, I don't think that's a spoiler. You knew where this was going, right?
Yeah,
this is
a
story about
your
how lucky I am.
Lucky.
Everything that I set up is clearly going to happen. I can't set anything up in a story about how lucky I am without knowing that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I ended up, I had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I could have given it to a hot chick that was going to take it. And the more I look back on that... The more I look back on that, I was like, come on, what's wrong with you? Or, I'm not saying she's not an attractive lady, but it was like, this was a hot chick,
mm-hmm.
you know? Or give it to, or sell it to somebody who was on your lacrosse team,
mm-hmm.
who was the captain, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
I could sell it to her for $40.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to a hot chick. Or sell it to, and I liked Steph so much more. I sold it to her,
mm-hmm.
you know, for, I think, $60. I raised the price. I respected her. I appreciated the fact that she was going to buy it.
Yeah.
Right? That she wasn't just going to... Because honestly, I would have just given it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you want it instead? Because like, her and I had already become friends. You know, she was cool. And like, I respected, like, she just had like this tenacious way about her
mm-hmm.
that I respected. And it was, so yeah, that's how lucky I was before we met.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got together, my luck went through the roof.
Through the roof.
Through the roof. Keep in mind where it was.
Yeah.
Right? Now I'm the luckiest guy on earth. Right?
Yeah.
We have a lucky family.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd you, because you procured all of them.
I did.
So how'd
I
you
did.
Procure all these Sixers tickets? We the cup runneth over with Sixers tickets.
Yeah, yeah, with the parking pass too.
Mm. So, I forgot about that.
Yeah. First, cool. I went to a customer appreciation night from our real estate agent.
Woo, we got a real estate agent, just to let you know. We're fancy.
Yeah,
that's the
it's
first,
a fancy story.
Yeah, that's the first thing you do when you become fancy. You start mentioning professions with the word my in front of it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so what happened with our real estate agent, by the way?
So she was throwing a customer appreciation party.
Because we're customers.
So we went, me and the kids went. It was free food, free drinks, games there, candy, like ice cream, free. It's all free. And she gave out raffle tickets for showing up. And we got some raffle tickets that gave them straight to the kids. The kids put them in. They each decided what they wanted. One of them wanted the snow cone maker.
Snow cone maker.
And Finn wanted the 76ers tickets.
Boom, boom.
Did it. So then we won the snow cone maker.
Yeah. We got one of those too because we're fancy.
And then we won the 76ers tickets. Like there was like 10 things up there.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I guess we should have kept the rule like we had last year that you don't get to win twice. But like, I don't know if they had that rule last year, maybe nobody won, or was somebody at the beginning of the night being like, mm-mm, you're not getting all the prizes and like setting rules about this event. I don't know what
like
happened.
Sounds like a woman.
Yeah.
Even in that story, it sounded like a woman. Even in your imagination, your hypothetical, a woman just ruined the fun. Just so you know that.
Could have been a gay man.
Yeah. But what we do know is no straight man ruins fun. We can all agree on that. So we won the snow cone maker.
So we leave with these giant baskets. Like I need help carrying our baskets to the car because we won so much.
Woo!
Such a lucky family. Only two tickets to the 76ers. So
Finn and I were going to go.
Finn and Sydney were going to go. And then I get an email like, hey, we've got box tickets to the 76ers. Same game. Do you gonna go? And I was like, yes, our family wants to go. And they overnighted us tickets.
Yeah.
And then we all went to the Sixers and sat in the box seat.
We don't even know where that email came from. It's from a Nigerian prince.
Yeah.
He's trying to, now we have to send him $1,000 and our social security numbers. No big deal. No big deal. Box seats, baby.
And then when we get there, Finn in the box seat right next to him is his best friend.
Yeah.
who
actually have a box lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, that was crazy.
That was
a crazy coincidence. It was like, we could not have made, the universe could not have given us a better opportunity to blow our son's mind.
I know, yeah.
It was amazing. It was like, hey, your son just started talking about how he likes the Sixers. Here are two free Sixers tickets. Take them, Dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, universe. I appreciate that you did this. Thank you very much. And then we started talking about being fancy. And then the universe was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You guys are fancy now? Didn't realize. I apologize. My bad. When I gave you the two Sixers tickets, I didn't realize you guys were fancy. I apologize. Boom. Box seats. You know you. You know how you're supposed to actually get down in this world. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
And the Sixers win.
And the Sixers win. And Finn got to go next door to their box that was fully stocked. Our box had nothing in it, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Because I really but we appreciate the tickets.
Yeah, absolutely 100%. That was our box lifestyle. Like, we're not going to pretend that we deserve more box than we get.
Yeah.
Like, goodness gracious. Every little bit of box that we get, we're very appreciative. Very appreciative. We are the hillbillies of every box we're in. Our family. We are the rednecks of every box. Every box we're in.
Oh. Man. We're fancy hillbillies.
Fancy
in
hillbillies.
Those boxes.
I mean, when I say every box, I mean every elevator. Every small enclosure with other people and other families. Goodness
Even
gracious.
Even at the playground today, I felt like the hillbilly family. Because all the other, like, all the parents there were just standing and watching their children play. Like, like hands in the pockets. Like,
very sophisticated.
Yeah, like, the kids are sitting on ends of the slide and they're, like, looking off at the beautiful fall day. And, like, they're just standing there. Meanwhile, me and your children, your two girls don't have any socks and shoes on. Your son's there in a tank top and shorts. We're like sliding on top of each other down a slide and then climbing up it together. And like,
yeah, and then Finn bangs his nose in the back of your head and gets a bloody nose, which is hilarious. God, and they were probably looking at, oh, that poor family. Oh, that poor family. Should we call someone?
We were so cute. After we regrouped after the bloody nose, we were sitting on the chair on the ground, and all the kids were sitting on my lap with their scarf over them, and we were so cute. One of the mom was like, you guys are so cute. Do you have your phone? Can I take a picture for you?
Oh, jeez.
She snapped us some photos.
Dude, okay, listen. I'll just say it. It's a very nice gesture.
Yeah.
To do, to like ask, like, okay, trust me, you want a picture of this.
Yeah.
Like, I want a picture of this. I've been taking pictures of this. I've been looking at them on my phone. You want one on your phone. So, I mean, we have twins. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, we have like this handsome little boy. It's like, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, they're cute kids. We're cuddly. We don't really leave more than 3 feet of square space from each other. And we're animated, we're loud. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. I get it.
We were walking up the hill, and there was a little girl in a stroller and a dad pushing him.
Yeah.
And the little girl was like, hi. We're like, hi. And she was like, are you going to the park or coming from the park? I was like, we're coming from the park. And he was like, didn't you see them? They were all over the park. I didn't think about that until now.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing, man. Like, when a woman says, hey, do you want me to take a picture of you guys with your phone? Like, I would want this picture, you know? I either say, oh, thank you very much, no, or sure, why not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's like a fucking free picture out of a theme park. You know what I mean?
It feels special.
So, all right, cool. You know, it's like, because you know, like when you go to the zoo, you have those people there with their cameras and they take a picture and give you something. And you got to go pay for this.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, not my family. It'd be funny if one of those people's like, hey, let me grab your phone real quick and just But it's when a guy does it, I want to fight him.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get away from my family. Like, I'm like guarding my family.
So true. You're like, what are you going to do with that picture?
Yeah, it's creepy. Well, it's on my phone. They want to use my phone. It's still creepy. Even though they want to use my phone, you were right to say that my brain goes, what are you going to do with that picture?
Well, when the girls were little, men used to, like, I had a guy ask me if they could take their picture.
Yeah, it's weird. It's creepy. It's creepy. And it's like, I don't want to feel that way about it.
Yeah.
But it's creepy. And the older you are, the creepier it is. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's what it is. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. And that's the thing. It's like, I was thinking about this the other day. I am so sexist towards men. And nobody thinks about that. Nobody considers that. We only consider like the sexism towards women. Yeah. I'm so sexist towards men.
Yeah.
Dude, you cannot take my picture. Get away from my family. Get away. Ooh, shoot. You know? I'm going to call somebody. Hey, this guy right here is trying to take a picture of my family. But yeah, with a woman, it is such a nice gesture. With a woman, I'm like, oh, I can't believe you took a time out of your busy schedule of like hating on other women and shit in your head and having all these arguments in your head with people. That to like, thank you so much. I was very, very kind of you. Very, very sexist towards men. Here's another thing. I think we talked about this before, but I don't. So men shouldn't ask for hugs with bent knees. That's just a creepy thing.
Yeah.
Straight lock those legs when you reach your arms out for a hug. Lock those legs. You can't bend your knees and be like, come here. Yeah, none of that. Get out. Stop it.
So true.
Stop it. Yeah. So, it's easy to be sexist towards men.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it.
Men are creepy.
Yeah. Well, it's just like in certain situations, it's just like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Not a man. No. No. Daycare? No. Why is he there? What's our guy here? Yeah. What's this guy here for? Whose guy is this? Did you just drop off? Dude, you gotta go. You gotta go. No, you gotta go. Come on. Come on. Come on, mate. Come on, mate. Right? You don't like
it's
it.
So true.
You don't
so
like
true.
It.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's
take mental note of every dude that's around your kid. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Every
okay,
single
bus
one
driver.
Of them. Yeah. Right?
I appreciate you, but I got my eye on you.
Yeah, right here. Right here.
I know what you look like.
Yep. Yep. It's like as soon as they pull away, I'm like, what have I done?
No.
I just sent my kid in a van with a man. I did that. I just put him in the van. I put him in the van for the man. It's a very distressing thing.
So distressing.
Man.
I'm glad we talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy. Yeah, man, that caught me up so much. I forget everything else that I wanted to talk about. I can't think of anything else that I wanted to talk about. I feel like we should do a public service, and I feel like more people need to know about this. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not even, is that really, it's sexist. It's definitely sexist, 100%, as the definition of sexism goes. It's sexist. But isn't it also like erring on the side of caution?
I'm not.
That's what sucks about these isms.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's also, you want to be a little careful though.
Yeah.
You know, like you always hear about that trope of like, you know, the walking down the street and you see like a big black man when you're walking down the street and like you clutch your purse or like go to the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
How big is he? How big is he?
Yeah.
You know, I was at, and then this happens to me because, like back to that, you don't want people to think it's about something that it's not, right?
Yeah.
So I was at an open mic the other day and it was Raven. They have these bench seating.
Yeah.
Right. So you can't always guarantee that you'll be sitting next to the person you want to be sitting next to.
Yeah.
Right. This couple comes in and I'm sitting down because I realize that these people that run these open mics have labeled me a sexist. And in my world, that is a no-no. So like they're like burying me on the list and I already knew that was going to happen. So I was like, I might as well sit down for this. Right? So I'm sitting down, taking my social justice punishment for whatever reason, just taking the medicine, I guess.
That's what you have to do.
I'm not going to change. It just makes me stronger in my commitment to my beliefs. I just hope they know that. It just makes me think I'm more right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So this couple comes in. And the guy sits down first because the woman is ordering a drink from the bar. He wasn't rude about it, but he's huge.
Yeah.
This man is gigantic.
Yeah,
the width of him is like two people, and he's not necessarily fat either. This is a football player. This is a genetic anomaly of a human. Right?
Okay.
He's clearly an eagle. This is an eagle, right? And big grunt. Like his voice is making the mugs that are hanging from the bar shatter, like jingle as he talks, you know? And he's like, his lady's a bigger lady too, like just like a genetic anomaly, but not an athlete.
Yeah.
She's a yasser, but she's not an athlete.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, hugging her, but there's no room for her to sit down next to him. Right?
Yeah.
But if they were both, she then comes and sits next to me.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of space next to her. So I got up, tapped the dude on the shoulder, solid granite. This is a solid human being.
Bump.
He just like, that's exactly what it was. And it was like, hey, man, you can sit back here, right? And he looked at me for a second and was like, what is this creature telling me what to do for? Like, I was like, I don't think he saw me as a human, and I get it.
Yeah.
But he was like, I was like, oh, yeah, you can sit back here and sit with your lady. He's like, oh, thanks, man. You know, his like voice just resonated through my body.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. I hope he doesn't think I did that because he's so big.
Yeah.
You know? But then I was like, yeah, I did it because he's big.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, respect. Show respect to the biggest man in the room because he didn't come in and slaughter us all. I think we should all show a little respect, right? That's a funny thing that I think that's the thing that we're trying to get away from as a society. I think like a lot of these, I guess what we'd call beta males.
Yeah.
They don't like the fact that they have to show respect to the biggest man in the room.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't like the fact that the presence of the biggest man in the room makes them feel inferior.
Yeah.
And they feel like something needs to be done about that, which is why they're all male feminists now. That's why they're siding with, that's why they're, you know.
Well, it makes sense, right? They're making a different hierarchy so they can win. Like, it's just going about it that's a different way.
It's just, that's all it is. They're just trying to find the way that they get to be the winners. Yeah. But it's they're getting away from some of the realities that we have to accept about life, right?
Yeah.
And again, dude, when a guy that big comes into the room and just sits down and enjoys comedy, we should just be bowing to him like, thank you so much, sir. Like, it's just like, he was so big that you don't, like, you could, everybody's facing front.
Mm-hmm.
He's so big that when he comes into the room, everybody just gulps. Just like, what is that? You know, you turn around and it's like, holy shit.
Like, everyone knows he's there.
Yes. Like, instantly.
Yeah.
He just had just a large, massive presence.
Yeah.
You know? And it's
you'll start, you know, orbiting him.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing. It's like, I'm not afraid of him.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, I get it. Like, he's probably an eagle. He could probably move quickly, but I can definitely get out of this room before he could tear me apart. Like if I had to escape,
yeah.
I'm definitely throwing people in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, from a human,
yeah.
That's allowed. That's allowed. You cannot, if it's an animal coming at you, you cannot throw other humans in front of you. That's rude, because that other animal will probably just rip up that human.
Yeah.
Right? But if it's a human that's specifically after you,
yeah,
you're allowed to, because humans just slow, because he has to move them out of the way to get you. It's a whole different, it's a whole different structure. So I just wanted to establish that code of ethic.
Yeah.
Just in case you ever see me out there throwing people at people. I gotta get away.
It's okay. You wouldn't do this if it was an animal. Yeah, yeah. It's okay. It's like, it's okay.
That's why I need you for credibility. Yeah. So, all right. I promise you that I was going to let this be a short one.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I feel like we're rolling. No big deal. But mm-hmm. you live this life that you want to live. I mean,
made me suck my teeth at you.
You did suck your teeth at me.
I don't know what.
Finally. Into the mic. Finally. Goodness gracious. Can't get you into the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there was something I wanted to talk about, and I can't remember what it was, and it's crushing me, because I'm going to remember it as soon as
we
stop.
Was it that the geyser at Yellowstone had its most powerful eruption today since, like, 1958?
Did you practice that so you didn't accidentally say most powerful erection?
No.
That's what I thought you were going to say. I was like is she doing a bit? What does that even mean?
I don't know. I didn't read the article. I was hoping.
Oh,
you did.
Clickbait is back.
Yeah.
Clickbait is back. Yeah, man, that's terrifying.
That Wish means there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, maybe. You didn't read the article.
I didn't.
It could mean the opposite. It could mean there's a lack of pressure, which gave it its most powerful. Mm. We don't know how the earth works. Like, not just me and you, but like, period.
Obviously, but.
Period. We don't know.
No.
Man. Okay, so here, you wanna? I know we can ride this one out on.
Okay.
So, if you haven't been following the podcast, I've recently dove very deeply into advanced ancient civilizations, pre-ancient Egyptians. It's my new fascination, and I love it to death. It's the best thing that I've ever become obsessed with that may or may not be nonsense. Right? It's like
good
top
disclaimer.
Right? Yeah, top tier stuff, right?
Okay.
And so I'm feeling good. And so what I'm doing is I'm watching a lot of YouTube videos. And the beautiful thing about YouTube is that it algorithmizes your YouTube homepage so that it kind of brings to your doorstep. It's like, hey, you watched 4 hours of videos about ancient giant trees being mesas now. you wanna watch a video about how the moon might be planted? Yeah, the moon.
What?
might be planted. Let's talk about some scientific facts about the moon.
Give me some scientific facts.
So fact number one.
What does this even mean?
The moon and the earth are in what is known as a tidal orbit. Do you know what a tidal orbit is, kids? No? Didn't think so, you fucking losers. No, I barely know what a tidal orbit is. But I know that it's locked in this tidal orbit with the moon. And it affects the waves. Mm-hmm. Affects the tides. Tidal. The tidal. But it also, the way that the moon is, it doesn't rotate. We always, from Earth, see the same exact face of the moon.
Okay.
That's huge. Right? Because it's the only structure, it's the only planetary structure that we've been able to study that does that.
Really? Everything else orbits on its own. The moon doesn't
rotate. I think that's rotate.
Everything, the moon doesn't rotate.
The moon doesn't rotate. We locked it in place. With our gravity.
Okay.
And it just moves.
But every
like
other planet's in our rotates. Solar systems rotates.
Yeah. So we only.
It's a weird fact.
It is a weird fact. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Or is it?
I don't know.
Or is it
Tell me.
Brilliant?
I don't know.
Because then that allows you to, as an advanced ancient civilization that has the ability to go to and fro, to have a base. On the dark side of the moon.
Why do you want to? But it's cold over there. Why do you want to?
Is
on
it
the dark
cold
side
over
the
there? Is it dark over there?
Well, it's.
It's called the dark side of the moon. But guess what?
It's not always.
No side of the moon is dark. The entire moon is lit up. Isn't that another fact that blows your mind? Wow. Wow. Two Jack Bros, baby. Yeah. So. It might. So the reason why. So if the moon wasn't there.
But this it moves really slowly. Does it take 365 days for it to complete a orbit around like a complete rotation?
I don't know what you mean. We see the moon every day.
But how long is a day on the moon?
Moons don't have days. It's not Earth. Earth has days.
A day is how long it takes you to rotate around the sun or rotate one time around.
It's us. It's rotating. It's with us. It rotates with us. It revolves around the sun with us.
Oh.
It goes around the Earth. The Earth goes around the moon.
Yeah.
So it's like you, for example. You're my bae. Right?
You're not talking down to me, are you?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, we go through life together.
Yes.
Right?
Earth and the moon.
We're like Earth and the moon. Okay. So you wouldn't ask, like, how long does it take for Ansley to revolve around the sun? Is it different than no? We go around the sun at the same exact speed. We're together.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was a very simple explanation, but I promise you, I wasn't talking down to you. So, and if the Earth didn't have the moon in that orbit, we would have like ridiculous waves and tidal like crashing against the shore like nonstop. It would be horrendously violent. The oceans would be.
Really?
Yeah. And because they it subdues the waves.
Okay.
That I don't necessarily know the science of.
Okay.
Right? And so the expectation is that in order to, or the theory, not the expectation, the theory is that in order to make it a more hospitable planet, they move the moon there to control the tides.
How they do that?
Who, the Anunnaki? I don't know how they did it exactly. There's a lot of theories on exactly how it happened, other than the fact that it could have been. So they say that it might have been as the Earth was being formed, as the planets were coming in, that the moon kind of like formed off of the Earth, off the spinning debris of the Earth that was forming, or Mars collided with another planet, and that chunk that came off was the moon. Or it's just a lot of different theories. I kind of like this ancient moon base theory. So that's kind of what I'm going with now.
Okay.
That's kind of how I see the moon now.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't like the way you're looking at
the moon,
me.
Huh?
Yeah. There is no dark side of the moon. You've been lied to. You've been lied to. Dude, I also had a guy who I've been following. when he was talking about some stuff in one of his other lectures, he said something, and I was like, does this guy believe in flat earth?
Yeah.
Because I'm like really respecting what he's saying. And then I listened to something else that he did that was addressing why he doesn't speak about flat earth in his lectures.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that, and I was like, I got to watch this. Like, because I need to know, does he not speak about it because he doesn't believe in it?
Yeah.
Or he doesn't speak about it because he doesn't feel like the people can handle him speaking about it. And it's the second one. It's definitely the second one.
Yeah. Good
and point. He's not saying he believes necessarily in the flat earth. He's just saying that the information about this, some of the science that we use to say that we have a globe earth doesn't necessarily make sense, is what he's saying. He's just like, look at the science.
You're respecting a flat earth. Did you just break something? Like, did you just confess something to me?
Listen, I'm not a flat earther. Here's the thing. But I'm not, I don't know what I am.
Oh.
The moon doesn't rotate, Ansley. Come on. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
I've never been told that. That's never been stressed to me before.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have that in the bank, trivia wise.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it shouldn't even be trivia. We should all just say it. Of course the moon doesn't rotate. We always see the same face. Duh, look at it right now. Does that look any different than the moon you see any other time? And then you're like, fuck, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's ending strong. See? Started off good.
Yeah.
Started off good. Let's see. I think we're good.
Okay.
I think we're good. I thank you for listening. I apologize if the information that I gave you converted you on all of your solid beliefs that you've had up until this point. That's not what it was about. A lot of the things that I say is it's education, it's entertainment, it's edutainment, however you want to say it. But I'm not trying to make you, you know, put your Bibles in the shredder. They're important. Not for the reason you think they are. There's sacred knowledge in those Bibles. They're scientific journals. I'll explain that to you later. Yeah, next time on Two Jackals. Actually, like, who knows what we'll do? We don't know what we're talking about when we start these things. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Rate, subscribe, review, do all the things that make people think that you enjoyed it. Share it if you will. And all right, that was fun. I'm out. We're done. Sure.